Oh, definitely 11 out of 10. I mean, people, we've been over there about three times now, and every time, people have always been overawed and thankful. And we just have some great audiences who come to have a great time. That's like the beat kind of audience,
And this year, you're going to be playing at the Jersey Live Festival in September, I think on the
Yes.
Sunday, aren't you?
Yes, indeed. And that'll be good for us because, we'll be reaching out to more people, and obviously a lot of people come to our concerts and go, well, who are the Beats? And then they start hearing the hits and they go, I remember that, and I remember that, and I, and then all of a sudden they make a connection, and it's they're easily, led into the thing, and you find you get the whole audience dancing.
And obviously, playing on the Sunday, there'll be a load of music fans fresh from partying to the madness the night before.
Yes, I'm sure. Yes, there'll be a few, rude boys as such, and mods and things like that. So, yeah, I think it should be quite a nice mixture of people at that festival.
Tell me about Scar. What is it about the Scar? Because you sort of part of the Scar revival when you started with the beat. What is it about that style of music that sort of really gets things moving and sort of gets the body going?
The Beats are not a ska band, although we came out, our first record came out on the Two Tone label, which was, well, it was meant to have been a dance label, but people classed it as a ska label. But it was meant to have been a dance label, so that was all different types of music, not just ska, but when we came out, we had a double A side, Ranking Full Stop and Tears of a Clown, and they, obviously Tears of a Clown was more reggae or poppy reggae, and Ranking Full Stop was ska. But to this day, a lot of people have always confused it and said, oh, the Beat, that's a ska band, where we never were. I mean, if you really go in and you listen to the Beat songs, all of them, out of about 80, we probably have about four ska tunes. But you got to remember, reggae came from ska. And what ska is a sped up version of reggae. Reggae was really slowed down. Ska is sped up, so it's a faster version of reggae. It's like reggae twice the speed.
Okay, so it's more for you guys then about just creating a sound that people can dance to.
There is, but I think the more what I like about it is the atmosphere you can build within it all. And it's not really the type of music that you do, but I think it's the vibe that you carry across to the crowd.
And obviously using that sound to share a message as well.
Yeah, there's always a bit of awareness in there, which is important because a lot of bands nowadays don't really sing about anything in particular apart from personal things. But there's a few world things in Beat songs, worldly things. It's for everyone, and it's awareness, like, I don't know. A lot of people say the lyrics are relative today, as relative as they were 30 years ago. So if that's anything to go by, then I think we did really well, or it's either that or nothing's changed, one in the two.
I think that's always a risk, isn't it?
Yeah.
So do you guys still write, or are you sort of perfecting the sound that you've been developing since you first started?
We've been obviously trying to keep the sound as authentic as possible, keeping it to the original sound, but adding new dynamics to it, which is good. Some of the tunes are longer, and we've added, like dub sections and things like that. I think also there are new tunes too. So people should be expecting something to be released this year. And hopefully, the whole ball shall start rolling again. But really, it's down to it's going to be in the hands of the public. And, judging by the live shows, people really like the new stuff. They dance to it as much as they dance to the old stuff, and they go mad for the old stuff.
Yeah, I was going to say, with a band with your heritage and your back catalogue, it must be quite nerve-wracking to play something new at a gig, especially a gig where, actually quite a few of the fans might be coming to sort of relive part of their youth.
Well, yeah, that's true because, you might play them a new song and they might be expecting something that sounds like Hands Off, She's Mine, but instead you give them a punk tune or you give them a reggae tune, and it's totally. But I think definitely Beat fans know that we're flexible anyway within our music. We, out of all the two-tone bands, we were the ones who, the Specials changed as they went along, as they got older,